molasses on this is like so, the viscosity on it.
You can
is,
taste every molasses.
It's so lovely, but I just don't, for especially the vanilla beans that went into this, I'm not necessarily getting a lot of vanilla.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm still get, like, if it's there, it's but in the background because I'm just getting the fruits.
The dark fruits all day.
See, I still feel like the vanilla is cutting out some of those dark fruits that you could be getting.
I definitely get a fig kind of figgy flavor.
It's changing as it warms up a
little bit. Vanilla bean on the finish is what I'm getting now.
Okay.
Let me just, you know, these are my statements.
I can't
now
wait to find out like what it is you actually drank. We're going to come back to that. We got to know when we get to the thing.
Wow.
I think this is actually, it's good. I do think they could have gone without the vanilla beans, though. I'm going to stick with that.
Reverend Mark, what do you think?
I think it is a little bit sweet on the backside. More than I still
that's how
like
he
it.
Likes his ladies, not his beers.
Wow.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
But for bourbon like barrel, this. You know, and that adds another kind of, you know, register of
another layer
flavors that you're normally not factoring in.
Sure.
So I think it's very good.
Yeah. I'm a fan. Okay.
Yeah.
We are going to rate, now that we are all tasting the 2022 Grand Inquisitor.
Who wasn't tasting that? Come on, guys.
I don't know. I mean, it's
we are
program.
Going to rate that a nice 4.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to tease you, right?
Hey, man, I earned that one today.
Yes.
Do you know what would be awesome is if, like, we were drinking these beers and it wasn't almost 90 degrees outside. I'm sorry. True. I can't get over it. I'm so mad that tomorrow's October.
There
and,
is no
like,
fall.
Looking at the forecast, it's like, I want to burn things.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Next week, where it's, like, so hot. No. I want to burn things.
Well, next weekend, it's going to be cold.
It better
we
be.
We could hope. We could hope.
Maybe at 2 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, at 2 a.m. Right? Honey, come outside. Yeah. It feels like fall.
Get up, kids.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with more in just a minute. Destination, but baby, the whole nation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode is a Iron Hill Brewery takeover, courtesy of Reverend Mark being the best beer mule-er ever.
This could be the 87% worth of alcohol I've just ingested in the last 5 minutes, but I feel pretty good.
Do you? Yeah.
You look good, man.
You look good. I'm kind of a
All
fan
right.
of Iron Hill
All
right,
right
now.
But cool. now his shirt's off.
Well,
it's true. And
I mean,
if you would just stop tweaking your nipples, I mean, I don't know if that's like a personal comment.
Well, you would start.
I'm not watching, but I can't look away.
Okay. Well, let's get into a little story time before we get to some more beer.
I have a story.
All right.
Tell us the story.
All right, guys. This is true. True story.
It's always true.
It's really
Whether it happened or not, we don't know.
Actually,
but,
yeah. the truth. Police rushed to report of a ritual mass killing, but it was just a yoga class. Savasan, huh? It seems like a concerned onlooker in Lincolnshire, England, took corpse pose a little too literally. According to a Facebook post by Seascape Cafe at the Observatory, a cafe that also a community space, art gallery, and exercise place... A passerby mistook the final resting position the entire class was participating in for a mass killing. The final resulting pose, also known as corpse pose or savasana, usually occurs at the end of a yoga class in which people lie on their backs with their eyes closed in order to sink into a meditative state.
So basically they're like nap time. Like,
which is what's going to happen to us after the next two barley wines.
Yeah.
The unidentified person reported a mass killing in our building, having seen several people laying on the floor. The Seascape Cafe Facebook post reads, which actually turned out to be the yoga class and meditation. We're not a part of any mad cult or crazy clubs, the post continues. All in all, the situation turned out positive, and we are, of course, grateful. Lincolnshire Police confirmed to Sky News and the BBC that the officers received a call about the incident at 8:56 p.m. from a caller with good intentions.
Isn't that what every British?
You know what this makes me think
that is
of?
So British.
You remember Bewitched and the neighbor lady who was always
Mrs. Kravitz.
Yeah, totally.
Isn't that what every yoga people say though? We're not a cult.
Yeah, we're not a cult. First sign that you're a cult.
Yeah, you're not a cult. Now take off your pants.
Millie Laws, who taught the yoga class, went into more details about the incident with the Washington Post Friday. Mills told the Post that seven students were lying on their backs for about 30 minutes as she banged on a shamanic drum in a dark room. That's a cult. By just candles during Wednesday's hour and a half restorative yoga class when they sacrificed the cat with the ritual knife. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
What?
Sorry.
Oh. That was a bit of ad lib.
Yeah. Mills said she noticed a couple outside the studio walking a dog and peering through the window at what must have been a very bewildering scene for them. Abner! They reported to the police that they'd seen somebody walking around a room lit up with candles and what looked like a dead people laying all over the floor and the murdered cat. Sorry, that was, again, just embellishment.
It must have been Schrodinger's cat.
Like... Or was it?
Or was it?
The couple thought it was some sort of a ritual mass killing. Jeez, guys, come on. Like,
Jonestown, come on.
Britain switched to decaf tea. Come on. Mills added to the post that the class had already ended by the time a horde of police officers had shown up. Namaste, fools. And the yogis experienced a lovely relaxation session with no interruptions, thankfully. The cafe also thanks the police on Facebook for their prompt response and said that their boot leather tasted delicious.
So if you go to if the police go to a yoga class and say, get on the ground and spread them, I mean, they could really...
Yeah, but it's going to be really stanky by the end. I mean, if it's hot yoga, you don't want people to spread them. Yeah. That's not going to end.
That's not a pleasant.
Unspread them. Unspread them.
Close them.
Could you turn into a ball now? Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
That was a great story, Sparky.
Well, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, how do you automatically go to ritual mass murder?
I mean, the candles, also the, you know, the blood smears that were written in patterns all over the floor. Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's what throws
some
you.
It had nothing to do with that Jonestown documentary she was watching.
Yeah, well, it's true. But that Flavor Aid was so good.
So good. Yeah. So
was there a little boy going, red rum?
Red rum. Red rum. Red rum. Yeah.
You know, I think it was juvie juice is what they were.
Stay off the juvie juice.
Go back
people.
For another can. Just try it. See what happens to you.
Wow. Okay. Right. So let's get back to some.
All right.
Speaking of beautiful dark beer, let's go to the 2022 Saint Malty of the Rum.
Barger. This is Saint Malty.
This would be the one that you
in
had
my
before.
Life.
Yeah.
Hey, Juliana, did you know my nickname in high school was Saint Malty of the Rum Barrel? That's just a weird coincidence.
Wow.
It's true.
It's like it was meant for you to be.
I know. I feel like I'm here at the right place.
Wow. Yes. Okay. This one is only 11.5% ABV.
Man,
this is okay.
So a beautiful Belgian quad brewed with pounds and pounds of pale and roasted malts, Belgian candy sugar,
all the candy sugar,
traditional European hops, then aged in rum barrels for a year. I said a year.
Yeah.
Just one?
Huh.
Wow.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. I feel like it's like rich and full bodied with notes of brown sugar, juicy dark fruits, and almost like a sweet, spicy complexity from the rum barrels. Is anybody else getting that?
Yes. I agree.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about
it. Where's the malt?
That's right. I expected it to be malty.
You know,
God, the aroma on
this. If this was a bourbon barrel aged stout, it would be terrible.
However,
right. As a quad,
it's some
rum barrels.
Yeah. Quad and a rum barrel.
They kept throwing the candy sugar in this guy.
I would like to know what kind of rum barrel this is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like a four square.
I was just going to say, I'm hoping
I'm
it's
sure
a four square.
I'm sure they went high dollar, yeah.
Oh. Because they got a bunch of New England stuff.
Mm.
This is, I feel like I'm at a tiki bar having like shots of rum.
With a monk?
With a monk.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, now that my.
But not a jittery monk.
Taste buds and my brain are working together now.
Yeah. How you feel?
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I actually enjoy quads. Probably my favorites from Oklahoma City, though, from Coop Ale Works.
Oh, yeah.
They got the DNR.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Reverend Mark.
As the Belgian authority.
Well, you know how those are rated. You have, you know, like with. Within the Trappist tradition, you have the single, the double, the triple, the quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
And at least legend has it that during a working day, at the end of the day, the monks from Monday through Saturday could have a single. On Sundays and Sundays only, they could have a double. On high holy days, like Easter and Christmas, they could have a triple.
That's when things start to get a little rowdy.
So they believe in Santa?
Yeah, right. And then only when the Pope or a bishop in charge of that diocese showed up could they bring out the quadruple. That's what I've heard.
That's when the dance music started.
So is that why the monks in Rome are always so happy?
Yeah.
No, but that's how they invented trap music.
Oh. Yeah. It's like trance nights.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So now, what do you think? Are you tasting?
Do you taste a good quad under the rum?
Yeah.
Well, and that's the question. I mean, I do, but I think that the rum barrel in particular really pushes it off the scale.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a bad way. Yeah. Off the careening off the cliff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, therefore, I am that the rum coats it almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rum barrel coats it and pushes the
gives
flavor.
Gives it an outer shell.
Yeah. It gives it that little oomph.
But this is, I mean, to me, this is great, though, because I don't know why I never thought of putting rum with a quad before.
No, I'm in. It's perfect.
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
You get the molasses and the,
right.
But, you know, the dark fruits.
I think it's because I have a nice fascination with, like, these older aged rums because they're just so complex in their own. Like, why fool with Mother Nature because it's so layered.
A quad
is so layered. Why put them together?
I get it.
This is like a Belgian boiler maker. Just
it is.
A glass
exactly
of quad.
Right.
Sure.
Drop a shot of rum in it.
Yeah.
Boom, you're done.
And yeah.
No, literally.
And again,
you're done.
The whole cold day thing, if you could have this in a, and we do have just a couple ounce pour here, but a small snifter on a very cold day, not a hot as Hades day.
Sure.
Would make it even nicer.
Yeah, like, oh my God, imagine just sipping this as it warms up next to a fire outside. Like, that'd be badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a good cigar.
Yeah.
I like those things. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I mean, I'm a fan.
Yeah, yeah. Man. I love quads. I mean, these just, it's good. Good job, guys.
Great. Do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Do your
thing. We are going to rate the St. Malty of the Rum Barrel a 4. Though some of us might venture into 5 too.
All right, let's just go 5.
Okay, 5.
Go 5.
Wow. 5 it is.
Attaboy, St. Malty. You did it.
All right, last but certainly not least is the 2022 Jittery Monk Rye Whiskey Barrel Aged Belgian Triple.
By the way, thanks.
I'm curious to why we went. Didn't mean to cut you off, sorry.
No.
Well, I'm wondering why we went quad before the triple.
Mm-hmm.
The triple. Well, that's
how they were in the box.
So this one is 9% ABV. This trickster of a Belgian style triple spent time aging on Tally Ho Coffee Roasters coffee beans in Dad's Hat rye whiskey barrels. It is deceptively easy to drink with notes of roasted coffee, vanilla, sweet banana, and spicy rye whiskey.
I get almost all those things.
Don't be fooled by its pale color, which honestly, I don't find it too much paler than, well, maybe.
No, it's pretty.
I got to tell you, so I haven't tasted this yet. I just spent some time playing on the nose, and I didn't know the coffee thing, but that was the first thing that hit me in the face was the coffee piece. Yeah. And
wow,
there's a lot going on.
That's an unusual adjunct
for Trappel.
Mm-hmm. For triple.
Yeah, that's not, it's not what you expect.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like if you made like a blonde coffee stout, you know.
I think the rye.
Oh, wow.
With the coffee doesn't work well with this. Unpopular opinion, probably. I think pick one or the other.
I'm definitely getting the spiciness from the rye.
Right. Yeah. Right. But I would like to see more of that rye. And less of that coffee.
Okay.
Because I get a lot of coffee on the mouth feel. And when it coats your mouth, you get a lot of that coffee, the earthiness from the coffee. And that rum barrel rye barrel just dissipates. The spice is there and then it's gone.
I'm
getting alcohol.
I get booze and I get a lot of fruitiness.
I'm not getting any of the banana, but I'm with you, Parker. I'm getting lots of the coffee.
Yeah.
And that's kind of stopping me from the other stuff. I'm going to have to.
I wonder if colder, because they're kind of room temperature at this point.
Now,
but like, I wonder if colder, if that rye pops out more.
Oh, I'm getting the rye at the end. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting rye at the end.
That's where
I'm
the alcohol is coming from.
Bit of banana.
The sweet banana.
Yeah. Yeah, like an overripe banana. Mm-hmm.
Hey, but could you drink 2 pints of this and still be standing? Okay, just checking.
This is this is definitely a sharing around the table.
Yeah.
This is Happy Monk celebrating something.
Is this a you pair this with like a dessert, right?
Ooh, yeah, I like that, Dave. That's a good way to do it.
Bananas Foster, is that what you're thinking?
Ooh. Oh man, I haven't made that in a hot
tiramisu.
Banana. Some banana pudding.
Oh, tiramisu. With that creaminess to,
Key lime pie.
Really?
No, I was just trying to make you guys.
That was a good mind.
That was a rich in the machine. Yeah.
Okay, that was.
I like this.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
He's going to be in every
episode. That's his favorite soundbite, by the way. He told me.
If we could only AI that into this raspberry is delicious.
Yeah. I'm working on that. There's something in the works. Don't worry.
Oh yeah, this tastes totally different when it's colder. Oh, I mean, like completely different. Yeah, try it. Yeah, and here's a fresh cup if you need.
I got a fresh cup right here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I think this definitely improves by not being as warm. It settles it down a little bit and kind of mellows.
Even the nose is different.
Yeah,
which is weird because usually
you get really rum forward nose, like you get the boozy, but you can really distinctly.
Yeah,
are you drinking the right beer again?
Completely different. I don't know. When it's cool.
It's been a long day.
Completely different. Well, you just drank about 50% alcohol's worth of beer.
And personally, I prefer just like a straight up Trappel. More on the dry, spicy side of things.
Yeah.
That's the natural, what I expect with Trappel.
But see, colder, it actually does what
Holy
I said
cow.
It would. The rum's on the front, and then you get your coffee on the back.
You're totally right, Barter.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100%. Wow. This is like spice, then coffee, then banana. Mm-hmm. But like all blending really well.
Yeah.
Well, everything's compacted when it's cold.
Don't let this get to room temperature. Drink it cold. Drink it fast.
And I would have thought that.
I'm going to need you to shotgun a 750.
Should we do a funnel of this, a bomber of this beer? Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, why not?
Why shouldn't we?
I mean, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Forever.
Wow. This is.
I like it better cold.
Okay. Okay. Right. We are going to rate the Jittery Monk. Rye Whiskey Barrel Aged Belgian Triple.
Was that a gang sign?
A4. I think it was
Suds for life.
So I think it's safe to say that.
Good job, Iron Hill.
That Iron Hill does well with the IPAs. And they do really well with the Barrel Aged series, too. I mean, these three were all barrel aged in different types. And they're all like big beers to begin with, but I liked how you still got to taste a little bit of everything there. You know what I mean? Because a lot of breweries, when you get a barrel age something, it just sort of is overwhelmed.
True.
You know what I mean? And almost like one dimensional. You could just get more booze.
Yeah. You can tell they've been at this for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a second.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Good job.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today. Yeah, this was pretty cool. Reverend Mark, thank you again so, so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Yeah, no, great idea. Good old boy Barker, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm going to tell everybody to keep on smoking.
Reverend Mark, thanks so much for being here.
Always glad to be here.
Good old boy Sparky, thanks for being here.
This counts towards my community service hours, so if you could just fill out this form
after you mow the yard.
I will do that. Good old Bay Dave, say goodbye.
Good old Bay Dave, yeah. Blah, 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 blah,
blah. This is good old God, Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Shake up.